Next item of other business also is dealing with the Peninsula MRRPC Clubhouse Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a two-story, 35,000-square-foot clubhouse. This section contains 4.62 acres. The commission granted conceptual approval for a 33,720-square-foot clubhouse, and you approved the bonding method on November 13th of 2014 as a concept. The lower floor contains 16,786 square feet. There's 18,214 square feet on the upper floor, 126 new parking spaces and 49 restraped spaces for a total of 175 are proposed. The setbacks exceed the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. My note states that if preliminary approval is granted, final approval could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals. The only one we would need in this instance would be the fire marshal. Yesterday, we received a phone call from the engineering firm. They received updated architectural drawings. There's a note on the site plan that the proposed height of this building is 41 feet 6 inches. With the new plans, there's now cupola proposed. The proposed height would be 60 feet. I advised the engineer that they would need a variance, and then late this afternoon, we received, or Mr. Lang received an email from the developer. There is a section in the RP portion of the zoning quick code that the commission may amend the setbacks and height requirements if you so choose to do so. The renderings that were submitted for the concept plan approval, the building did show a cupola on top of it, but there was no height limit stated on that. There are other sections in the peninsula that were higher than the 42 feet that was approved by the commission. There's also another RPC that the commission allowed the 42-foot height limit to be exceeded. That was Americana Bayside. There were some sections of it where their height's 52 feet. And I did provide all of you a copy tonight of that email.
Basically, what the code says is, it's like Mr. Abbott said, is that, like we've talked about before with RPCs, you get some flexibility in designs, and sort of the relevant lines on section 115-125 talks about the minimum lot and yard requirements, but also the maximum height requirements of the zoning district in which the development is located need not apply, except that the commission shall ensure an appropriate relationship between uses of high intensity or height within an RPC district and uses of low intensity or height, and also that the maximum height should be complied with near the boundaries of the RPC. So the idea is, you don't want to, you know, have something high on the outside. You want, if you're going to do it, it should be more focaled towards the center. But the commission does have the authority to address height, and probably, frankly, this particular code section is aimed at something like this, which is supposed to be a focal point of an overall community. So just, I'll point that out there as far as design.
Is the only encroachment above 42 the cupola?
I've not seen the construction.
Okay, so I was just curious.
On the site plan, like Mr. Abbott said, it's the building height's 41.6, so that leads me to believe that all the roofs and everything else would be under the 42.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's only the cupola that projects into the above 42.
Do we know if the cupola is there for aesthetic purposes, or are we going to have a spiral staircase leading up to it for observation purposes?
I'm not sure, but the owner and the engineer are here if you'd like to hear from them.
I would.
Hi, for the record, my name is Preston Shaw. I'm with OA Marina Bay Bayside LLC, the owner of the peninsula. The answer to your question is yes, it's purely aesthetic. Because a lot of the buildings in Peninsula, particularly the amenity buildings, all have cupolas on them, and all the multifamily buildings have cupolas on them. So there's There's actually no access or ability to get up there. It's purely aesthetic.
Okay, so we're not talking about an observation cupola?
No, no. This is with cupola, and there we also have a sans cupola picture.
Stand up, sir, please. There you go. Gotcha.
With the cupola, it doesn't quite look like a school building.
And that's a weather vane on top, not a cross.
The gentleman holding the prints were Scott Aja and Kyle Hampson.
Scott Aja with Macron Incorporated, the engineer.
Kyle Hamilton with Design DeMarva, the architecture firm on the project.
Gentlemen, I think cupola certainly enhances the appearance of it. I'm glad to see that you're all getting to this point to start construction. You know, it's about 5 or 6 behind schedule. Not your fault, but previous folks. So, do I just need to approve it as a preliminary at this point? Because
I would approve it as a preliminary, but reference the
final subject to the fire marshal's approval.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the only agency approval we need.
That's the only agency approval.
They may have that. I just don't have a copy of it.
Just so that it tracks through, though, do we know what the height is of the cupola? Just so we can approve it with this stage of it, so there's not a question at some point.
Well, it's complicated a little bit by the fact that the front of the building looks like it's 2 stories, and the back looks like it's 3 stories, so that you've got an uneven ground. If you average it out, which we've done based on 4 points of the building, 2 at the higher and 2 at the lower, then we're around 45 feet, say 46 feet would be the number if you average it out.
Oh, okay. For the cupola even?
Yes.
Okay. My point is just, Mr. Johnson, so that, you know, when it comes back, there's no question
about
it.
What's the highest point?
The highest point from the lowest point is about 57 feet.
And how would they measure that, Lawrence?
So it's built, one side of the building you're going to see 2 stories, the other side you're going to see 3, basically. One's the cart garage for the golf carts.
Yes.
And it's built in on the slope of a hill. It's going to appear to be 46 on one side.
It's 60 on the other.
A hill in Sussex County?
It's a hill on this site.
When our inspectors go in to inspect it or whatever, we're
going to ask for an as-built.
As-built drawing. And they may use the highest point, or what would they use?
No, they would use the highest point above average grade.
Above average grade. So that's what you're using. Yeah.
That's the 45.
Yeah, right, 45, right. Right. So maybe we should just put that in.
Well, I'd love to have a little
48,
room.
Yeah.
If we could have both in there, kind of the average and the max, that would give the ability to.
The code allows for up to 52 in HR, so I think that might be the appropriate number.
Yeah.
The reference point.
So are we approving this as a preliminary and a final subject to the fire marshal's approval?
If you choose to do so, you could, yes.
Okay. And suggested wording to include the cupola for prosperity's sake?
Yeah, I would just say with a maximum height for the cupola of 52 feet. And I would just say maximum height of the cupola up to 52 feet based upon the flexibility set forth in section 115-125 of the zoning code.
That section, you're a little fast for me.
115-125
okay.
Of the zoning code.
They read fast in Kentucky.
Race horses fast.
Win basketball games.
Yeah, not today, I don't think.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Peninsula MRRPC Clubhouse preliminary site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary with the final subject to staff receiving approval from the state fire marshal, noting that the maximum height of the cupola can be up to 52 feet per section 115-125 of the code, which allows for the commission some discretion.
Second that motion. Gentlemen, we have a motion and a second, noting preliminary approval with Mr. Johnson's notations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Reverting back.